Hey, everybody. Welcome to a bonus episode of The Instance. You are getting this and getting it early because you are a member of the Instance Plus membership. Thank you guys for your support. We're happy to be bringing you this extra content. And as usual, it's me, Scott Johnson, and also Garrett Weinzerl is here. Hi, Garrett.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, man. So it's August. We've been a little remiss on some previous bonus shows, but one of the things that we wanted to make sure to do in future bonus shows was to just kind of lay into whatever's on our mind. And it doesn't always have to be WoW related. It doesn't have to be anything related. It can be whatever.
I feel we'll be nerdy. No matter what it is, it will be nerdy.
Oh, yeah. We're never going to talk about taxes or freaking politics or, you know.
I mean, I would love to pick your brain sometime about like how you do some of the taxes for your business.
Oh, man. I have a magical tax man who makes sure it all works. And he's either really good at this or I'm getting an audit one day. I don't know. He does a pretty good job, but I have no idea how he's doing any of it. And my wife collects it all. So those are my secrets. Have a wife who wants to put it all together every year and a good accountant. Ding. That's it. Now we'll move on to something more nerdy. So you're an old school Halo fan. How old are you when Halo 1 came out? You're pretty young.
What year was Halo 1?
2001? 2000? 2001. I think
Halo 1 release date was 2001. I would have been just starting high school.
All right. So yes. Pretty young.
I would have been 14.
Good Lord. All right.
I would have still been listening to Limp Bizkit.
My 20-year-old was born. No, he would have been. My son was 8 months old when this happened, when this came out, and he's 20 now. So that puts it in some perspective. So Garrett, little youngster, heading into high school, getting ready for all the high school things, getting his Green Day on, whatnot. I just assume so much about your Green Day time, but I shouldn't do that.
I've always liked Green Day, dude. Like, pretty much from 2000, because that's when I started giving a care about music.
Well, when it matters, right? High school does something to you with music. But anyway, so Halo 1 comes out then. This is, of course, Microsoft's launch title on there. Flagship entry into the console wars, the original Xbox, and it was a big hit. And that wasn't just with fans and players, it was also a critical hit. And it seemed like this was a franchise in the making, and sure enough, it was. Master Chief is an icon, and everyone loves them some Halo. And in recent years, it's been exciting because the Master Chief Collection has been making its way through not only the Xbox hardware, but is now available on PC, at least in some parts. And their new game, Halo Infinite, was coming out in November as a launch title alongside the Xbox Series X. It has now been delayed to 2021, although we don't know what they didn't say how far into the year, so we don't know. That could be the next fall for all we know. Anyway, that's kind of sad news for anybody who likes Halo, but I wanted to get your take on it. I have to imagine somebody who's 14 years old can't wait to get their hands on something called Halo. Whether your friends got an Xbox or you beg your parents to get one, like what was your headspace around the launch of that thing? Just to kind of get some context.
You know, when it came out, it was marred in the release of the Xbox, which if you remember at the time, everyone kind of thought was weird.
Yeah,
it was weird. Everyone thought it was strange that Microsoft was putting out a console. It was like, well, what? But I just play games on my PC that runs Windows. Why is Microsoft even trying to get into this expensive to break into market? Yeah. And so I didn't even play Halo, I think, in the first year that it was out.
Oh, wow.
I want to say about a year later, probably, I guess, in 2002-ish, you know, I personally was in a space where I was starting to like playing garage bands and so on and so forth. And a buddy of mine that I, you know, I made friends with over music, he was a drummer. I found a live right down the street from me. Like, oh, damn. Awesome. Because we rode the bus together. We'd used to talk music and stuff. And so we started hanging out and he had an Xbox. He was like it's the only time this is the first time I ever even touched one. Like, I remember picking up the controller being like, this thing is huge. Why is this such a large freaking controller?
Such a big controller. So weird.
And we freaking like stayed up all night and played through the original Halo Combat Evolved on, I think, heroic difficulty, like all the way through nonstop.
Oh, that's right. It was split screen co-op at the time.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So, and then is once again, I forget which Halo game didn't have a split screen co-op, but then they brought it back for the most recent one.
I don't think 3 did. I think 3 was the surprising one that they didn't include it or something.
Oh no. 3 had 4 player split screen co-op.
Did it? I don't remember.
Yeah, that. Because I was in my senior year of college when 3 came out, and I had my roommates and I played it 4-player on Legendary difficulty the first time through. We stayed up all night and beat it.
Oh my gosh, I loved 3. 3 was at the time up to that point, 3 was by far and away my favorite of the series. Since then, things like ODST and Reach are my favorites. So,
I'm with you. I think ODST and Reach are still the best games in the whole series. The exception of being your first time experiencing the first Halo. Mm-hmm. Like, it's an old game now. But yeah, Halo 1, 2, and 3. The first time I played them, I stayed up all night with a friend and beat it in co-op.
So part of your fabric as a young person, it had an impact. Halo did.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was just it was delayed for the first one because when I hear stories from older generation, not that I'm making any fun of you or anything, Scott, about the first time he saw Star Wars and how it was amazing and changed the world.
Right.
And that's kind of how Halo felt. It's just that it was delayed for me. If you could imagine a world where only certain people had access to a theater that was showing Star Wars, that's what it was like, with Halo being an Xbox exclusive. Mm-hmm. I didn't play it until a little bit later, but it blew my mind. I didn't know a shooter could be this good on a console, because up until then, the only console shooter I had spent any time with was GoldenEye.
Yeah.
And that was amazing for its time.
But it did not hold a candle to how this thing felt.
I was a total skeptic. At this point, I had already played Half-Life to hell and back. Yeah. Had spent many hours playing Counter-Strike and also trying to reconnect to Counter-Strike on a 56K modem.
Yeah.
And so I was really skeptical about Halo. It's part of the reason I stayed away from it for so long. But then I went and played it, and I was like, holy crap. Like,
this is good. Yeah.
Dual analog shooting. It works.
Yeah.
Like, it totally works. And this game is fun.
Yeah. And we're to the point now where there are some shooters where I just straight up prefer to play with a controller. If I'm, especially a campaign, if I'm playing multiplayer, it depends on the game. But I just did a complete playthrough of one of my favorite shooters of all time now that I've played it, but it's 4 years old. I finally played Titanfall 2 and it was incredible. And I played the whole thing.
One of the best shooting campaigns in.
Oh, easily. I'm putting it up there with Half-Life 1 and 2 level is how much I enjoyed it. I really, really liked it. I hope those guys make another shooter campaign or even a sequel to Titanfall. But anyway, Halo definitely had an impact on me. Give you a little bit of context. Halo, the first time I had heard of Halo was in a PC Gamer magazine in 1998. And I was in. Oh my gosh, where was I? I was finishing some college classes and I was working and I had one daughter who was just a couple years old and we were about to have our second. And I remember seeing this image in this magazine and thinking, oh my gosh, dude, they're about to make the best, coolest shooter ever. Because up to that point, it was Unreal Tournament was out that year. I want to say Quake 3 hit that year. And, those were the new standards or whatever. But what we saw from that Halo imagery was okay, this is different animal. And we all knew
Bungie. Well, it was originally supposed to be a Mac exclusive.
It was. Bungie it was started used, as a Mac to, game, and then it was supposed to be PC exclusive. And then the Microsoft deal happened, and then it went silent. And it was it's not coming to PC at all, any PCs. It was going to be an exclusive to this new console. And nobody could believe it. We were just beside ourselves. And my favorite thing I ever played that Bungie made was an old game called, I can't remember the name. Shoot. It was this top-down, weird hybrid RPG strategy thing. Myth. That's what it was called. Myth. It's pretty old now. But I don't know. It was probably 24, 25. And I used to think that was the coolest thing. And so I was all kinds of excited about this. There's just a long lineage of shooters. They made Day of Defeat and some other cool stuff in their history.
I played Oni.
Oh, yeah. Oni was cool. I forgot about
it. A weird anime action game.
Was that Bungie?
That was Bungie.
Weird.
Everyone forgets about Oni, but that was the only Oni game to this day I have played that wasn't a Halo title.
That's weird. All right. I've either heard that before and forgotten, or I never knew it. I did not know Oni. I don't think I knew that. Well, anyway.
It does not hold up at all.
I'm sure it doesn't.
It is a hideous game now.
Yeah. Well, remember, Blizzard made that Superman game. And that was,
but that was like post Matrix again, high school Garrett just starting to get into anime. So anything with like an anime chick in it, like I was, that's all you needed to sell me your game.
Wow. You were hook, line, and sinker on the anime early on. Okay. Well, good for you. That was actually when it was really, you know, in the States anyway, it was starting to become easier to get that stuff. And
I was still having to go and find like VHSs.
Yeah.
At the mall of like the feature length Dragon Ball Z films.
But you were kind of at the, I would say the, you know, ground zero of that explosion. That's when that was really kicking off.
Yeah. Well, we had the internet at the time, but like for me, it was like, no, you don't buy stuff on the internet. They're going to steal your credit cards. So I still had to like go scrounging at the mall and flea markets for good anime.
That's true. So anyway, Halo, it's great. It has a great run. The Bungie run is great. Nobody really argues with that. The biggest problem Halo ever had was having Bungie leave and work on Destiny and have nothing to do with Halo anymore. 343 Studios did their best with both 4 and 5, but you could argue those were both big disappointments in the history of the series. And the big come around is supposed to be Halo Infinite, which comes out now in 2021. It got delayed. It was supposed to be this November, so you're not going to get it this November, which is probably okay with me because I was really hoping to have as much time with Cyberpunk as I could, and I don't need other distractions. But how do you feel about a delay? And do you think this dings Microsoft, or does it matter because Halo's like Mario? Halo's like, you know, it's just it's this ubiquitous character that will never go away, and we're always going to want it.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I always have to put in the two minds because I'm a pretty big Halo fan. I'll play any Halo game they make. The only Halo game I haven't played is Halo Wars 2. And I even really liked Halo Wars 1. I just haven't gotten around to it.
Yeah.
So, like, I like 4 and 5. Are they as memorable as 1, 2, 3? No. But, like, also, like, to me, it's very much when it came out. I had all the excess time in the world when Halo 1 through 3 was coming out. I was... an adult when 4 and 5 released. I had other things I needed to worry about.
Sure.
So I didn't have roommates to just like pick up and play a game of Halo whenever they freaking wanted to.
Oh, I miss those days though. Wasn't that great when you could do that?
Yeah, I do too. But so like, I'm going to always, always, always play a Halo game. Like there's really short of Master Chief showing up at my door and kicking me in the crotch. There's nothing they can do to stop, like, make me not like Halo anymore.
Yeah.
So,
although that'd be pretty badass. You should film that if he ever does. That'd be great.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That would do so great in YouTube. So in 2005.
Oh yeah. You'd be the TikTok sensation. But here's the thing. If this thing, gets too far more delayed, and part of me wonders if it's the rumored, not rumored. I think it's confirmed now. There's a sort of separate standalone 120 hertz version or something to that effect of the game that's just the multiplayer component. So a bit like Warzone in that way would, and so one might think, oh, is there are we battle royaling this thing? Like, you have any guesses on that? I have no idea what to expect from their multiplayer.
I really don't. Like, to me, that's the big unknown, right? Like I was waiting to find out what they were going to do with Halo as a you know, a campaign, as a single player game.
Yeah.
Because to me, I'm one of those weirdos that's the draw for Halo to me. I really like Halo's campaigns. I love, you know, working my way through up, you know, the difficulties. And like I've always just, Halo's always been good at what it originally, you know, brought me into the game, which was, you know, large maps with a lot of different paths you could take to complete a fight. Like really good solid shooting and surprisingly solid AI, and all of that comes together in what I really like as a really solid single player package. I've enjoyed the PvP, you know, I played a ton of it, especially the first one.
Yeah,
but like that's never been the huge draw to me. But you know, Halo's always kind of been behind the curve
a little bit.
On like online shooting, you know, which was hilarious because without it, we probably wouldn't have things like Call of Duty and whatnot. These console shooters.
Yeah, the irony is console shooters I don't think they exist, or at least they don't exist in the timeline that they've existed without Halo paving that road, right?
Like, yeah, not in the form that they exist in anyway, right? Like, everyone wants to say that GoldenEye put console shooters on the map, and they're right, but it was so different. Like Halo figured out the control scheme. They made it work.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but at the same time, Call of Duty, especially with Modern Warfare, just ate Halo's lunch. They just came up with such a better online system, especially with like the progression that they had kind of sorted out between Modern Warfare 1 and Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, that was nothing short of revolutionary. That changed everything about shooters. Like, there's, think of shooters today. Not one of them doesn't feature a bunch of that stuff. It's just, it's required now.
You know? And Halo's even kind of messed with it, but they never got to Call of Duty level.
No.
With their like, you know, PvP progression. But, you know, whatever the case is, that's still the big unknown. We now know what the single player is going to be. I think it looks really good. I've wanted and have expected Halo to go open world for, I thought 4 they were going to finally do it.
Yeah.
So basically since 4, I've been like, huh, you're still just kind of doing your standard Halo thing, aren't you? And it's been 4 and 5 were like confused me that it was so safe.
Yeah. Safe is a good way of putting it. It felt like they just weren't, they're not bad shooters. Okay. They're okay. They feel good shooter wise. But they just do the formula again. It's just this. They're basically 4 and 5 are 3 again. And that's fine if we just never advanced past that concept of 3. And while it was a good one for its time, they really needed to reach further. So, you know, I have really high hopes for this one. I think there was a lot of misplaced complaints a couple of weeks ago when they showed it on stream that the graphics look bad. I disagree. I think it just looked like Halo, and I think people's brains are weird.
I'm of the same mind there, and you and I, you know, we both like to be art snobs, but like Halo has a style, and to me, this is just in the style of Halo. Halo's kind of clean.
Yeah.
Halo has always had a pretty clean look to it, even when dealing with things like the Flood, which are these, you know, weird like plant zombie, space zombies. There's still like, there's a cleanliness to the Halo style that... it's just how it's always looked to me. So I watched the trailer and I was like, oh, this looks pretty good. Oh, look, I can see the texture on Master Chief's gloves. That's a detail that didn't exist before. And I was just like, yeah, it looks fine.
Yeah.
But I also get it. Like, it ends on the close up of that one, like, brute character, and he doesn't look great.
He looked a little chunky. By the way, that's Darren DePaul in the role of,
That's Reinhardt.
Yeah, it's his first. He does the voice, obviously, but it's also his first mocap body, full body suit capture that he's ever done. And by all accounts, I'm sure the performance is amazing, but I think the render just is a little chunky and weird. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not great. That was the only part that made me think of the graphics. Yeah. Everything else, I was like, oh, this is some Halo ass looking Halo.
Yeah.
And I've got an overworld.
Yeah. And some nice lighting and some fun looking physics on that Warthog. And, you know, there's some, the grappling hook seems neat. Like, there's some stuff and it looks open worldy, which I'm into. I prefer that over just sort of corridor shooters and A to B sort of linear stuff. I'd rather have something a little more open this time around. So,
yeah, you know, to me, and it's like, it's funny, like, as much I'm clearly a Halo fanboy, but like, to be blunt, it's like, come back to the safety thing. Open world is not exactly a big bet. It's about the most common way to like direction to take your AAA multi-million dollar game.
Yeah, that's true. Like, it's not new.
At the same time, you know, Halo 1 was unique in its pretty wide open battlefields like part of the fun was playing it through again on a higher difficulty and going about the fight a different way from a different angle with a different weapon. And so it just feels like it should have always been open world. Like, at some point it feels like it should have already gotten here because it feels like it should be a natural progression.
Well, that brings your whole point up again about the whole stalling thing. It seems like that game came out of the gate really strong, defined the genre for a bit, and then receded while everyone took the inspiration from it and made something better. And they just weirdly didn't stay with it or keep up or innovate past that. And you could argue 3 isn't even that big of an innovation. 3 was more just about, hey, the 360 is new hardware and it looks great. And check this out. And awesome new looking game. And now we're seeing Halo in its full glory or whatever. But it was never like, no, it wasn't mind bendingly different than 2 in the campaign department and certainly in the multiplayer. Although I guess it did have that Forge mode, which I didn't use much, but it was kind of their level thing. And it was all right. That was okay.
Yeah, it felt cool at the time, but like no one really used it. You mostly just played multiplayer on their maps. They had really big maps in 3 for the first time. Like massive maps with more vehicles than usual. And I remember thinking that was fun and cool at the time. But
yeah, great big flag, capture the flag. To me,
I think of Halo 2 as the peak of Halo, which is insane. That was so long ago now.
Yeah. That thing looks like shite if you've seen it lately.
Well, for me personally, I think ODST was like, it was so unique. Yeah. And it did take some risks.
It did. And also some of those open world risks I was talking about before, it sort of leaned into those a little bit more.
It had backtracking, you know, it had a pseudo overworld.
Mm-hmm. It was weird.
But very, very much intimate kind of Halo-ified open world.
Yeah. Kind of wish they were remastering that, because the version that's on the collection is 4K and is, you know, widescreen and all that, but it doesn't look that great. It looks pretty flat.
Yeah. And at the same time, I don't know. I'm Halo 1 is one of my most played games. I think it might be top 3.
Jeez.
I usually play it once a year.
Oh my gosh, really?
It's to me, Halo 1 going through the campaign is like my ultimate comfort food beyond just leveling a new character in World of Warcraft.
Oh, that's hilarious. Because that is a lot. That same cathartic experience, though, because it's this thing you know, and it's the treadmill you've been on, and you want to just do it again.
Yeah, it's been a bit. Because it's usually my sick game. Do you have like sick movies you always watch when you're sick?
Oh yeah, I have a pull list. Most of the time, my list is Mad Max Fury Road these days. But before that, I had lots of things on my list. But
when I'm sick, it's usually Blade Runner because it's slow. And if I fall asleep and wake back up in the middle of it, I feel like I didn't miss much.
Right. It's long enough, too, to catch a nap in the middle and still have a big chunk to see.
Exactly. Exactly. That and like the first Alien like are my favorite sick movies. But Halo, like if I'm real sick, like fever up in bed for a few days, I will. The Xbox will be brought into the bedroom.
Wow.
And Combat Evolve will be played.
I like that. That sounds all right. So let's just, I never would wish this on you, but if you came down with the COVID, right?
Oh, jeez.
I would assume that you'd get tested and go, okay, isolation, and then you'd be just playing Halo. That's how it would go.
Most likely, depending on how it affected me, yeah. Well, if it got to a point where I couldn't, like, work or whatever, like, if I'm so sick that all I can do is lay down, Halo is getting played.
Halo's getting played. I like it. All right. Well, we won't know until 2021 now whether Infinite is going to be all that. Do you think, let's just put our little helmets on, a little bit of conspiracy theory here. Do you think that this delay had anything to do with all the complaining people gave about that demo?
I kind of think it does.
Yeah. I kind of think that.
I hate that I think it's true. I hope it's not, but I kind of think it is.
I agree. I don't know. I mean, I know it may be totally not right. I mean, we could be totally wrong, but I'm not normally one that just leans directly in this direction, but there was so much beef that day and days after that, I just went, oh, they're going to go back and revamp something.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. I wouldn't be mad if it looked better.
Oh, of course. And I would rather than polish this and have it be rad. I'm okay with the delay overall. You know, this thing was supposed to come out, by the way, day and date with the launch of the Series X, but also be on Xbox One and, of course, PC. So you really have 3 platforms that are sad, one that no one owns yet, and then 2 that people probably were planning on playing it on. And now they got to wait. But maybe part of this is because this thing is also built to run on a Xbox One, and it can't be so crazy far out there graphically.
That's kind of my thought as well. Yeah, to me, Halo's just never been the envelope pusher on the looks department.
No, style department, yes. But like effects and like greatest engine and all that, it never has. But it's always had this iconic look to it that you just knew immediately you were looking at Halo. And that's been enough for it, right? That's all it's needed to stand out.
Yeah, it has a good design language, you know, a decent amount of it's, you know, lifted from Aliens.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Funny enough, not the aliens.
No,
it's more the human tech. The human tech very much is that space marine, mm-hmm. you know, alien aesthetic. But the aliens themselves are, you know, very just Halo and kind of unique to Halo itself.
So. I will admit it being slightly annoyed when in that demo he leaves the back of the ship and he starts turning around that corner, and the first thing he sees are 2 little conehead yippy little aliens. Yes. And I saw
the grunts.
I'm like, come on, really? We're going to fight those again? Like, immediately we're fighting grunts? Like, that just, to me, was like too much of a, hey, remember Halo? Here's more of that. Like, I don't know. That worried me.
I don't know. That's to me, that's kind of what I like about it. You know, it originally was supposed to be an RTS, like all the way back before we even knew it was a game in development. It was supposed to be an RTS. And to me, it's like, I like Halo and its very defined enemies the same reason I like my very defined units in StarCraft.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I know exactly what they do and how difficult they are to deal with.
There's a class of character, and now you see it, and now you react accordingly, or you learn to. Like, yeah, there's something to that. I'll give you that.
Yeah. Especially with Ghost of Tsushima right now, where it's like, oh, you have to change stances to fight this thing. You know, I like that Halo never dealt in that. It was like, no, I'll just adjust my tactics.
Are you playing that, by the way? Ghosts?
No, I've been watching it, and I feel like I'm kind of getting what I need out of it, even though I was hyped for it.
I was too, and now I'm kind of having the same experience. I'm watching people play it, and I'm like, well, how much more am I going to get out of it by not?
Well, yeah. To be honest, Blizzard games are really good right now. Yeah. There's a lot of, like, the Heroes meta is in, I think, the best state it's been in years.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Hearthstone's amazing at the moment, and we're at the precipice of what looks to be a good WoW expansion.
Yeah.
Top of all that, Scott, you know what we haven't mentioned this entire time?
What's that?
Cyberpunk.
Oh, you're going to say Halo Wars 1 and 2. Cyberpunk. That's a big deal, man. That's the one I'm looking forward to. And also, it's on its third delay, so hopefully this is it, and they're not going to move it again. Boy, if they move it again, I'll be ticked. But that's November now, and you now have a wider berth created by the space that Halo was going to occupy. So we can all play that. I'm very, very excited about that game. Also a little nervous because we have really pedestaled that thing. And I don't know. I just hope I'm not overhyping it in my own head.
I know they just did an event, and I purposely have watched nothing from it because I'm at the point where I was a year prior to The Last of Us 2's release, where they were still showing stuff. And I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't want to see
it
anymore.
I don't want to see it.
Nope.
I'm just going to go radio silent until the game comes out.
Yeah, make your game, put it out. I'll give you this money here, right here for it, and then I will play it. I don't want to hear about it again. I don't want to see anything. It's like a certain kind of movie theater or movie trailer. Once I know, I'm like, well, I don't want to see anymore. That's it. Quit showing me these. Let's just have our game. So November, big month, even without Halo Infinite. All right.
I don't need to split it with Cyberpunk.
That's a good point.
We still don't have a release date for the Xbox.
No. Well, wait. No, we don't. You're right. Do we have... I don't know if we have a Sony one either. Do we?
I don't think we have a release date for either.
No price, no release date on either of these boxes, which is kind of weird. We're getting really close to the wire here. They got to say something, right?
Yeah. Like, does that make you... That makes me wonder, like, do you think they were aiming for November? Hurt Halo's launch? Like, how much crossover do you think there really is there?
Well, I don't know, because Cyberpunk,
I am certainly the crossover, but is anyone else?
I mean, Cyberpunk's going to be on everything that's every console that exists currently, but it's not coming out day and date on, like, the version for PS5 is not coming out on day one, so that's like sometime next year they get a port, and we don't even know if that'll be a free upgrade for people who buy it on PS4. I'll be playing it on PC, but I don't know. But I love a new console cycle. I love it. It's exciting. It's just the weirdest year to have it. And there's also the added factors of Microsoft trailing this last generation and not sure how they're going to do, but also seeing them do really strong stuff with services while Sony is kind of playing the Sony card and not doing too much different, but the hardware looks good and the games they've shown look great. And nobody's got a price or a release date yet, except we know it's in November, and we know that there'll be a price to pay, but nobody knows what that price is yet. So it's kind of annoying, but I think I might, for the first time ever, I usually get one or the other. I get a launch console of some sort every cycle on the day they come out for the last, since the Saturn, I think the Genesis I got late. But since maybe there's like Saturn, like through Dreamcast, through PlayStation 1, like N64, all of that, those were all day one, all the way up till current. I don't know if I'm doing it this time.
I've been doing that, I think, since the Xbox One / PS4.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's like when I was a kid, man. Like my parents are rad. I could have one console.
Yeah.
And usually about a year after it came out.
Yeah.
But so I had to like choose, and I had to choose wisely. So like when I, you know, became independent, started making my own money, like I wanted one of every console. It was like always my dream as a kid.
Yeah.
And even though I mostly play on PC, I still go out and buy everything. So
yeah, that's why I think, but that's why it's weirding me out, because I'm not feeling the rush at all.
Also, I don't think we've ever talked about this, but side note, I never pre-order consoles, and it's always just this weird thing that I like doing on launch day, calling around and finding one just naturally.
I do that too. That's fun. That's a fun way to do it. I've waited in line before, like PS1, I waited in line at 6 a.m. at a Software Etc. or Babbage's or something, and that was dumb. And then I did it again for the Wii in 06, or 04 rather.
I miss that, but I also have no interest in ever doing it again.
06, not 04. Yeah, it's not fun. Now that I've done that,
was the last midnight line I ever waited in.
Well, see, perfect. Actually,
now that I think about it, yeah.
Is it? Wow.
Yeah. After that, it was like order via Amazon and hopefully it'll show up a day early, or just download the digital version.
Let's see. Modern Warfare 2 is the last midnight launch I ever picked up. And I'm done.
I did that as well. I think Reach came out after Modern Warfare 2 because I was still in Los Angeles. I went to the Sherman Oaks Best Buy for the midnight release of Halo Reach.
Nice. Well, now I just do everything digital, so freaking who cares, you know?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Exactly. You know what? There's only one midnight thing that I miss, and it's midnight showings of horror movies on release day, because those... That's always like so much fun.
Yeah, that's more fun than most movies. That's the only genre I can really tolerate at midnight. Mm-hmm. All right. If you guys at home have thoughts about Halo, if you have thoughts about this console generation coming up, or you have thoughts about the lack of World of Warcraft discussion in this bonus episode, you can tell us by sending us emails at theinstance@gmail.com. We'd be happy to field them. We'll be back next time with another one of these. Thank you all for your support. Garrett, any final words of wisdom before I go?
Just stick the grenade.
Stick the grenade!